Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show. Love to have you. 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E is the number to be a part of the radio program. This glorious Thursday, we've got a million things to get to on the show today. ALCS yesterday. Toronto beats the dog crap out of Seattle. Can the Mariners bounce back? We're going to get to that. NLCS game three today. The road team, the LA Dodgers, took two in a row on the road away from Milwaukee. Now that series shifts back to LA. The Brew Crew will need to win at least two of the three on the road in order to force this thing back to Milwaukee. We'll talk about that. Obviously, so did the Blue Jays. They got one of those two last night. We'll talk about that. Got a lot of football to get into as it is time for our early, but not too early, a little bit early, but definitely not way too early look at the football weekend ahead of our hashtag Friday Football Fiesta coming up tomorrow, where we'll give you our picks, projections, prognostications for the weekend. We'll get into that. I'd like to continue the discussion we were having a little bit in that last segment because we did get some responses on the text line that I want to get to on the show. And by the way, the text line, the Hub City Spartanburger text line, is open for you this AM at 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. Shoot us a text. I'll read them on the air. You can also use that number to call in and be a part of the radio program this morning. We have got a million things to get to, but you have to get to work in 58 minutes. Just trying to kill some time until we get a little Thursday night football. Just one college game on the docket tonight. We also have an NFL game back on the docket this evening. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Aaron Rodgers versus Joe Flacco in what is being called the Icy Hot Bowl. And I think that's a wonderful moniker for this game. We're going to set you up for that later on in the show. I've got a few more things that I want to get to, but you've got to get to work. 52 minutes and some change until you've got to get logged in. 57 minutes and some change. I'm bad at math. Shut up. That's why I talk. But you're going to get to work. You're going to start talking sports. And when you do, you need to know what is going on. And if you need to know what is going on, worry not, my dear friends, because we are here for you. That's why we do this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers, your manager, your boss, the IT guy, the guy that hangs around the front porch of the office, whoever it is. This is what you're going to be talking about. Let's dive right in with item number one. MLB postseason. Baseball.
Sounded Italian.
I'm fighting for my life today. The Major League
Baseball.
It's
because you're wearing a Paisley shirt, and you look down at your shirt, and you get confused.
is bright. It's loud. MLB postseason No, it didn't. It just continued. What is happening right now?
You stayed up too late, dude. You've got to go to bed at some point.
Honestly, I was in bed at like 10 o'clock last night. I finished that game and I was out. Like, it was probably almost an hour more sleep than I usually get. I don't know what is happening right now.
Maybe you feel bad for the losing team, so you don't want to talk about
it. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Lost. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Objective and neutral analyst Rob Brown loves this matchup. Fan Rob Brown, I'm kind of pulling for the Mariners. I'm not going to lie. Their fan base has been beaten down, has had hardships. It's been hard times, daddy, for the Seattle Mariners. And on top of that, obviously, a big Ken Griffey Jr. guy. So I am pulling for Seattle. And last night was kind of tough for them. They get dropped 13-4 by the Toronto Blue Jays. The same Blue Jays whose house they went into in games one and games two and slapped them around their own crib a little bit. Toronto returned the favor last night. Toronto, big dongs for everybody last night. Springer had one. Vladdy had one. Jimenez had one. Barger had one. Ferguson had one. In fact, if you're keeping track, that's five gigantic dongs for the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Vladdy also had a double and a single. He was absolutely in fuego yesterday evening. Really thought that that double could have, should have, would have been a triple. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit mad. Send him. Send the big boy. Send the big boy for the triple. Who cares if he gets thrown out? You're up 13-4. Let him get a triple on the books. All right. Also, Zoe, I need you to do me a favor while I'm finishing up the rundown on this game for item number one of the water cooler cheat sheet. Do me a favor and pull up a picture of Alejandro Kirk, the catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. And I want you to take a look or a look-see at the picture of Alejandro Kirk. And I would like you to do so because Alejandro Kirk, K-I-R-K, has given me a little bit of belief that, like, maybe I can still do it. Maybe I can still be an athlete. Maybe there's a little bit of that dog left in me. Because Alejandro Kirk, he a big boy.
Okay, I'm trying to find some pictures where he looks really fat. I mean, he looks thick. But, oh, there we go. That looks...
He a big boy. Alejandro...
He's not the biggest baseball player I've seen.
No, that's Bartolo Colon, who is my absolute favorite dude. Alejandro Kirk is not your traditional baseball player.
John Kruk was not a
John
small
Kruk was,
guy.
No, he was not. Yeah. Alejandro's carrying it all in one particular place, and I love the guy, all right? I love that guy. So anyway, Alejandro Kirk went yad.
Is he a DH?
No, he's their starting catcher.
Oh, well, see, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I've asked the question for many years, why does no hockey team just go to Japan, get themselves a big-ass sumo wrestler, put him in pads, and just wedge him into the goal and be like, hey, if you shut him out, cheeseburger, dude, at the end of the game?
Sumos can't skate. There's.
I don't need you to skate. I'm going to literally wedge you into the goal, and you just stand there for 20 minutes.
I wonder what the weight tolerance of NHL ice is.
It's solid.
What I'm saying is if you weigh 400 pounds— will you dig in and not be able to dig out?
I mean, it's solid. It's that big. I mean, it's thick. But I'm just saying, wedge a big fatty in that goalkeeper. Let's see what happens, all right? I assume it's the same theory here with Alejandro Kirk. Never going to be a wild pitch against Alejandro. All he has to do is just kind of like lean a little in one direction. He's blocking everything. Anyway, I say this with love and respect because I love and respect the guy. Anyway, ALCS Game 3 goes the way of the Toronto Blue Jays. They ding up George Kirby. 4 innings, 8 hits, 8 runs, all earned, struck out 4, gave up 3 homers in his 4 innings of work before he got run. On the flip side, Shane Beamer, 6 innings. By the way, the wife got real mad last night. The wife got real mad last night because much like Rob Brown, Shane Beamer is a guy that they say his full name every time they say his name. And I'm watching this game after we were done watching the movie. And it's like every time they'd be like, all right, and here comes Shane Beamer. And she kept looking up at the TV. And I'm like, what? And
it's so very annoying when announcers do that.
She kept, it's not that it was saying both names. She genuinely could not figure out why Shane Beamer was at the game. She couldn't figure out why her football coach was at the game. But she was getting progressively more infuriated by it because she keep looking at the TV and she's like, why do they keep saying Shane Beamer's name but not showing him? And I'm like, no, it's Shane Bieber. He's the pitcher.
I don't think you should have talked about this on the air.
Oh, she's fine. She'll live with it.
Okay.
And she doesn't listen to the show. I don't know. We'll find out if I get a text here in a minute. Doesn't matter. She's like, why do they keep saying my football coach's name and not showing him? I'm like, they're not. That's Shane Beamer. And she goes, then they shouldn't say his full name. Like, she was heated by it. It was incredible.
I don't understand if there's like some memo or something that I haven't seen where certain people, they have to say the whole name in football, baseball, basketball, whatever sport.
My non-blood nephews and nieces, like my buddy's kids that all love me because I'm the Funkle Rob Brown. I am literally Rob Brown to their kids. Like, I am first and last name, always have been. She was getting heated. Anyway, Shane Beamer.
Is there a real Rob, though? Because Rob Brown is your, that's your, per,
that's my full name. Yeah, that's just my name.
But that has become your I don't want to say character, but to a degree, yes.
I think I have for many years taken pride.
How many people just call you Rob?
My wife.
I call you Rob.
My brother.
I only call you Rob Brown when I'm being a smart aleck.
It is really only the people who are like in my direct orbit.
Mostly I just don't say your name at all. Just like you don't say mine unless I'm annoying.
That's also true. So Shane Beamer with a B in it, 6 innings, 4 hits.
Is he related to Justin Bieber?
No, he is not. 2 runs, both allowed. K-8 gave up 1 dong in this game. The Jays close the gap. They do still trail the Mariners 2-1. 2 games left to play in Seattle in a 2-3-2 format. The NLCS will pick back up today. Both championship series in action today. The LA Dodgers back home hosting the Brewers. The Dodgers are up 2-0 in that series. That game at 6:08 this evening. The Jays and the Mariners will play game 4 tonight at 8:30. Both series in action again tomorrow night. And then if it is necessary to go into the weekend, NLCS game 5, if necessary, will be Saturday. ALCS game 6, if necessary, Sunday. And then game 6 of the NL and game 7 of the NL or of the AL will be on Monday. And then, if necessary, game 7 of the NL on Tuesday. And by next Tuesday, we will have our World Series matchup. Let's get to item number 2. I talked about this yesterday because Lonzo wasn't here, so I wasn't going to make him uncomfortable, but it does have to come back to the top of the story today because there are those stories where the Venn diagram of sports and politics, which we genuinely do try to keep as separated as possible. However, you can't always because there are times when they impact and interact with each other. In a meeting with the president of Argentina earlier this week, President Donald Trump said that he was very much considering, or at least had the authority in his opinion, to remove World Cup games in 2026 from the city of Boston. He cited 2 reasons. Number 1, he said that they have a bad mayor in Michelle Wu, the current mayor of the city of Boston. And number 2, he said that there was violence from radical left lunatics taking over parts of the city. He did not provide any evidence to back that up, nor that he would have the power to actually remove the games from the city of Boston, which, by the way, they're not played in the city of Boston. They're played in the city of Foxborough, which is more than 30 miles away from Boston. And this is what I effectively believe to be utilizing sports as a power move for political gain. I genuinely believe that away from radio and on it, which is why I did say yesterday, if you are a member of the Keep Your Politics Out of Sports crowd, I expect you to bring the same energy to Donald Trump right now that you have brought to other people in the past. We can talk about that later.
I would just say, I don't care, it's soccer.
That's fine. I do. The World Cup is the biggest tool in the toolkit to spread soccer in the United States, which I want to happen, and to help the United States become the global soccer superpower that I believe we can and should be. And so to treat soccer as a political pawn, as I believe the president of the United States is doing, damages the ability for the game of soccer to grow in the United States. Now, that's not the story that brought this back to the forefront. The story is that yesterday, a day after Donald Trump said that he believes that he could call FIFA President Gianni Infantino, who is also, I don't mean in terms of what we've talked about. I mean in the line of FIFA, is another corrupt FIFA representative. It's been proven time and time again. Gianni Infantino yesterday said that he believes FIFA could, quote, very easily, end quote, move 2026 World Cup matches away from designated host cities. When asked what it would take for that to happen, Infantino said, quote, safety and security are the top priorities at all FIFA events worldwide. Safety and security are obviously the government's responsibility, and they decide what is in the best interest for public safety. We hope every one of our 16 host cities will be ready to successfully host and fulfill all necessary requirements. Infantino would go on to say that safety and security are the government's job, and if the government was to decide that a World Cup match should be moved, that FIFA would then move that match. I have a problem with this. I have a genuine problem with this. Because to me, it is very clearly utilizing the World Cup as a pawn in a political game. And this is, of all the places that some of you have screamed, keep your politics out of sports, this is where you should bring that same energy and that same gas. If you're saying, I don't care because it's soccer, I never want to hear keep your politics out of sports from you again. I never want
to
hear it again.
I am just trying to avoid an argument.
I know what you're doing.
I'm aware of that. Yeah, I just want to get to item number three.
That's fair. And we will hear in just mere moments from now. But I am absolutely passionate about this because I am a soccer fan. I want soccer to continue to grow in the United States. I do believe that we could, as we are with most other sports, most, not all, but most other sports, I absolutely believe that we have the ability to be a soccer superpower. Just drive by any park any day of the week and you will see the Utes playing soccer. And when we get to the point that the biggest weapon that we have to make that happen, the World Cup being hosted in the United States, when you have a political leader utilizing that for political points and power, you are damaging sports. And this is the point where I will say, you want to say keep your sports out of politics and politics out of sports? I'm good with that, but you better bring the same gas here. Because even if it doesn't impact you because you don't care about soccer, it is step one of using sports as political pawns. And I suspect that at some point in the future, if the other party was to gain back power and begin saying, hey, listen, if NBA teams, NFL teams, football, college football teams don't start going along with our political beliefs, we're going to start taking football away from you, I bet you'd have a meltdown. So I think the same thing is fair here.
Let's see if when that happens, if you have the same take.
I absolutely will.
Okay.
That is one of the things I am happy to say. I don't think I can say the same about a lot of people who hit this show with keep your politics out of sports within the last couple of years. I think a lot of people are going to be like, this is okay. It's not.
The show is better when you keep the politics out of sports.
I agree.
Yes.
I can't do that here. I can't do it here. You can't do that here. I am fine with, hey, that NFL owner has every right to do what he wants to do politically aside from football. I have every belief. When you start using the world's largest sporting event that we host and is a massive opportunity for us for political power and movement, I can't ignore that to the point that I'm willing to have the you're in trouble conversation after the show if that's what it takes. Let's get to item number three. This one I'm only going to tell you about here because we are going to talk about this coming up here in the next segment of the show. There is a lawsuit that has been filed in the great state of OHZO, Ohio, where Jameer Brown, who is the number one wide receiver recruit in the class of 2027, has filed a lawsuit against the Ohio High School Athletic Association. I told you, I don't know what's happening to me right now. The lawsuit is suing the OHSAA.
Thank you. That's what they call it. No one says the whole thing.
Well, I can't just say there's a lawsuit against the OHSAA and expect people to just go, oh, that's the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
We're talking about the South Carolina High School.
But we're in South Carolina.
No, when we do that, we say SEA.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the Ohio High School Athletic Association, from this point forward called the OHSAA, is being sued by a high school student that plays under the OHSAA. And the reason that they are being sued is the OHSAA prohibits athletes under their jurisdiction from profiting off of their name, image, and likeness. Well, this young man is being recruited as the number one wide receiver in the class of 2027. And suffice to say, it would go that he would be able to make a lot of NIL money now if he was to be eligible to do so. The lawsuit is suing the OHSAA, and they, interestingly enough, put a number in this lawsuit. That's always one of the big things is, yes, you can claim damages, but can you quantify the damages, and can you quantify and then prove the damages? And Jameer Brown believes he can. He said that the OHSAA, by preventing him from capitalizing on NIL opportunities, may be costing he and his family over $100,000 in NIL. And they went on to give an example. In this lawsuit, they said, specifically mentioned, that Jameer Brown ought to, at the very least, be able to sign trading cards. And he believes that if he was to, say, either just have memorabilia signings or was to maybe sign on with Tops or Upper Deck or whoever, and they would make trading cards for him, that he would be able to profit off of that. And you can go, wait a minute, Robin, in what world is somebody buying trading cards of a high school wide receiver? Oh, the answer is fans of whatever school believes they have a chance at landing this kid. If you thought that this kid was a potential Clemson target in the class of 2027, and you knew that you could buy this kid's card, take a picture with it, hit him on Twitter and go, hey, look, all the Clemson fans are buying your cards. You know what that means? Cha-ching. Come on down to South Carolina, my friend. You wouldn't do it? I know a lot of you would. Maybe not all of you. I know a lot of you would. I got to tell you, based on what I've read, based on what I've seen, I think this lawsuit's going to be successful. So when we come back, let's talk about the lawsuit of Jameer Brown against the OHSAA, because if he wins it, you know what happens next. Every HSAA around these great United States is going to be hit with and lose the same lawsuit. And high school students will become eligible for NIL money as well. What's that look like? Let's talk about it next. Rob Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jameer Brown is the, depending on what recruiting source you look at, either the number one or number two wide receiver in the class of 2027. Now, To put all the details on the table, Jameer Brown has been committed to the Ohio State University since the spring. Ohio State University makes sense as we talked about the last couple of days on the show, Brian Hartline is their wide receiver coach and offensive coordinator. Brian Hartline has developed a Brian Hartline pipeline to
wide
the NFL.
Receiver you.
I am willing to acknowledge that right now the Ohio State University is indeed wide receiver you. That's not a doubt. That's a statement of fact at this point in time. Look at the wide receivers they have sent to the league over the past couple of years. So, Jameer Brown, already committed to Ohio State University, is suing the Ohio High School Athletic Association, or, as it will be mentioned and named for the rest of this segment, the OHSAA. I'm going to slow it down at OH every time just to see if Lonzo trips up and gives me an IO at some point.
So, why would I be tripping up? And I would never want to interrupt you while you're on a roll.
The OHSAA is going to be having a vote about whether or not they want to fight back against this lawsuit, if they want to roll with this lawsuit, if they want to hire some lawyers, whatever it is that they want to do to respond. The lawsuit filed by Jameer Brown was filed by Brown's mother, Jasmine, as he is a minor, and she is in the role of parent guardian of Jameer Brown. But Jameer Brown has spoken about this and is in favor in the lawsuit. The lawsuit claims, though it does not offer a specific amount in damages, does claim at least $100,000 in damages. The damages that Jameer Brown claims are that he could make over $100,000 in NIL revenue as a high school senior, but the OHSAA does not allow high school students to make NIL money.
All right, so quick question, because until you brought this up, I thought everyone was eligible for NIL. I didn't realize there were rules that said, and is this just specific to Ohio? Is NIL available in other states, or is this countrywide?
As far as I know, there are lawsuits and discussions going on around the country in different states, but I do not believe that any states yet, NIL is allowed in states, but most of, if not all of, but I believe it is most of, the states' high school athletics associations do not allow NIL and to play under their banner, which obviously is the majority of high schools around the country. I don't know if that holds true, and this is something I have to research later on today. I do not know if high schools that are not playing under their states at HSAA allow NIL. Like, could you end up down the line, and this is a part of the conversation, could you end up down the line where if the high school athletic associations were to win this, and they won't, I'll get to that in a minute, but if the feds or the states or whatever allowed, whether it is state by state or as a blanket federally, they said, yes, high school athletic associations are indeed allowed to prevent high school players from making NIL money. If that was the case, would we then have a crop of high school academies, private schools, charter schools, whatever, that pop up and create their own things in some states like Ohio? I've got a lot of research to do on this. I will acknowledge I am not as knowledgeable as I wish that I was, but I will be doing research on this. But as far as the lawsuit goes in Ohio, the reason I find this very interesting is because if this lawsuit is successful on behalf of Jameer Brown, you know that in any state where high school athletes are not allowed to make NIL money and maintain their eligibility, you know that a copycat lawsuit, the exact same lawsuit with the exact same list of damages, is going to be levied against those high school athletic associations. And if the OHSAA was to lose this lawsuit, not that precedent in a lawsuit goes state to state the way that it does in federal lawsuits, but there would be precedent. And if it got in front of the right judge in different states, then the precedent of that lawsuit may be considered and followed in other states, and we may end up in a world where an overwhelming majority of states. And here's the other part to be considered. Let's say this flies in Ohio, and then let's say Louisiana adopts it, and Texas adopts it, because if Ohio gets it, which is obviously a hotbed of college football talent, if you're Florida, you're going to agree to this because you don't want your talent leaving.
Well, here's the thing. It's also a hotbed of high school football. So if it were to take off in Ohio, will the other big time spots where high school football is, like Texas, and will those be the first places that adopt it?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I would also point out that that's exactly the point. It is a hotbed of high school talent. Just like, and when I say college talent, I mean high schoolers going to college. Ohio produces talent. We know that the schools that produce the, or the states that produce the most talented recruits going into high or into college traditionally has been Ohio, Florida, Texas, California.
I just looked it up according to AI Overview. NIL is legal in Texas already. In high school.
Let me say something that you're not going to.
There's specific regulations.
You're not going to be Lee from Rob Brown. I do not listen to AI Overview with these answers.
Yeah, me either.
Okay,
that's why I prefaced with that.
Second off, and I don't.
Wait. According to new Texas NIL bill signed into law by Governor Abbott.
That's fine.
There we go.
That also does not mean that the HSAAs of those states are going to say, like, we adopt that rule. They may still keep their own regulations in place. The answer is I don't know state by state. I don't. What I'm saying is, if this lawsuit is successful in Ohio, it won't matter state to state. It will end up getting adopted nationally. And if states push back and do not approve a law like that, which is very possible, if states push back and do not adopt a law like that, here's the next thing that happens. When I was in high school, I went to Choctachi High School. And a couple of years after I graduated, Choctaw's football team took a nosedive. For years, my high school was a state football powerhouse.
Well, yeah, Rob Brown left. Of course you
did. Oh, no, Rob Brown sucked at football.
Once the talent leaves.
When I left, our team took a dive. And for years, I couldn't figure it out. And then I found out what happened. What happened is a rival high school, Niceville High School, right up the road, about 20 miles north of where I went to high school, they had a huge influx of money into their football program. And they built new stadium, new weight rooms, new facilities. Like, they look like a small upper-level college. And what happened was a lot of the talent that used to be in Choctaw school zone, they were literally moving their kids into the Niceville High School District so they could go play for Niceville. Well, that happened on a local level. And then as time went on, you started seeing not just kids moving like community to community within a county. Kids started moving county to county. Kids that played high school in Pensacola, where there were like seven or eight different high schools in one area. Kids from that area where the talent was spread very thin. So you had some good teams, but they weren't like a hotbed of state championship contenders. A lot of those kids started moving over to Okaloosa County, where there were better schools that had more money. And so you had Pensacola, which already wasn't a great football community, although it did produce Emmett Smith. Not a great football community. All of a sudden, the best players that made them relevant started leaving to go to other schools. If NIL ends up being allowed in Ohio, and let's say theoretically it's not allowed in, and I'm making up states for the sake of the discussion here, it's not allowed in, let's say, Indiana. Kurt Cinetti's got things rolling there with the Hoosiers in Bloomington. If it's not allowed in Indiana, and you're a high school sophomore who's got talent ahead of you, junior, you're on the scale, senior, you're one of the top 3, 4, 5 recruits in the nation at your position. If you can't make NIL money in Indiana, wouldn't you just skip on over the border to Ohio where you can make NIL money? And if you're a parent, you might go, wait a minute, Rob, like, is that really worth the move? Let me ask you this. This is for $100,000 in NIL money. That's the damage listed. I got a texter a minute ago. And I'm going to have a conversation with this texter because I'm very curious. But a texter said, Rob, I own a sports shop in Woodruff. High school and pre-rookie cards are hot. The number is more likely $500,000. He will win. So that's somebody who claims to, and I'm having a conversation with this texter because I want to have an actual conversation about this. But this is somebody who says they run a sports memorabilia shop and that high school football cards are hot right now. So that number might be dramatically higher than 100,000, but let's just say it's 100,000. Let's say you're living in Ohio and you don't make a ton of money. Let's say you go to a school where teachers throw desks at you, right? Let's say you don't make a ton of money. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, if you skip right over the border from Indiana to Ohio, you can make north of $100,000 in NIL money. Well, if you're living with a couple of kids in a one-bedroom house, your ass is gone, right? Like, you're going. And so now all of a sudden we have an exodus of talent from one state to a state over that would, I'm not going to say kill high school football, but it certainly would decrease the popularity of it. And now all of a sudden, kids that Kurt Cignetti might say, hey, you're already in Indiana, just come up here, look at the Hoosiers, we're a top three team in America, come play for us. They go, yeah, coach, I'd love to be an Indiana guy, but I got to go to Ohio because I can make $100,000 and my family doesn't have that kind of money. This is life-changing money for us. There are a lot of implications about this lawsuit if this lawsuit is successful. And based on the argument I've seen laid out, and based on the way that, because this is, as far as I'm concerned, following a very similar trajectory to what brought us to NIL being approved in college football, I do think they will win. Because I think I can make the argument, hey, if I can be in the band and have a YouTube channel that is monetized, if I can be on the chess team and have a TikTok that gets me paid, if I can be on the debate team and have an Instagram following that gets me influencer bucks, why can't I do it just because I play football? That was the argument, boiled down, obviously, but that was the argument that got football the right to make NIL. Well, college sports, the right to make NIL money. It'll win. And if it does, I think it has an impact on high school football nationwide. Let's take a break. We can talk more about this coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Lonzo, and you. So, there is a lawsuit filed right now by a high school football player in the state of Ohio. The lawsuit is filed against the Ohio High School Athletic Association, the OHSAA. The lawsuit claims damages, saying that the OHSAA And the rule that it has that if you make NIL money, you are not eligible to play for a school that plays under the banner of the OHSAA is not acceptable. Now, I will at some point, if it is available, as I don't know that it is, I would like to actually go read this lawsuit because I'd like to know what the justification, like what the actual justification of the lawsuit is. They're claiming damages, but claiming damages is not how a lawsuit works. Like, you have to have a reason that those damages have been inflicted. The reason that has been given in a lot of the college lawsuits that are being filed against the NCAA is antitrust. You are the only place that I can play football at this level. No one else can prop up a competing league with you. You, by default, have a monopoly on college football, and therefore, the regulations that you put down that prevent me from playing here are not constitutional or whatever argument they make for an antitrust argument. I don't know that that same argument is what will be used by Jameer Brown. And if it is, I don't know that it will work because I think the OHSAA could argue, hey man, listen, like there are private schools. They don't play under our banner, but you can go play for them. There's charter schools that may not, and I'm making this up as well. I'm just saying this is what the argument will likely be. There may be charter schools that do not play under the OHSAA. You can go play for them. Or you can leave the state of Ohio and you can move to a state where NIL is legal for high school players and high school athletic associations have signed off on this. Now, as I pointed out, I have to unfortunately plead ignorance here because I just found out about this lawsuit last night and I did not yet do the research, and I will do this afternoon. I did not yet do the research to find out what states, because as I pointed out in the last segment, there are states that have allowed NIL for high school athletes, but I don't know if the high school athletic associations have all signed off. I don't know if there are states where it is totally not just legal, but totally signed off on for high school athletes to make NIL money. I do not know if there are states that the high school athletic association doesn't care, but the state says no. The opposite array, the state says yes, but the athletic associations would say no. I don't know the answer to that. And I will do my best to try to dig through that coming up later on today and bring that information to you tomorrow. But what I will say is this, and I talked about this earlier in the show with a different story. Decisions have consequences. And specifically, decisions made when you are in power that can be or do open the door for someone else to use the same line of action against you when you are no longer in power. The example I gave earlier, not to dive back into the topic, but I'm using it as an example. Donald Trump threatening to take away World Cup games from Boston, which I believe is a political power move until evidence proves otherwise. If in 4, 8, 12, 16, if ever again, Democrats were to take over all three branches of the government, would they not be able to use the same line of rationale to start impacting sports in red states? Hey, if you don't subscribe to the way we want to run the government, we will prevent your NFL team from existing there anymore. We will create a way that we will move your team to a different market, or we will impact your college football teams in a detrimental way. Like, you see what I'm saying? Once the door is open, doors work both ways. So if this lawsuit goes through, that's going to be one thing. And for the record, I think the OHSAA, and I do want to add one thing to this conversation, which is that OHSAA Director of Media Relations, Tim Stride, S-T-R-I-E-D, told ESPN that the association has been preparing schools for a vote on NIL that would be coming soon one way or the other. Stride told ESPN, quote, "We've been anticipating something like this will happen. Typically, when this type of legal action happens, it triggers an emergency vote by our schools. Later today or tomorrow, we'll determine if we'll do an emergency vote and what the time frame of the vote might be." Fine. Because there is the possibility that in order to avoid the lawsuit entirely, I don't know what the finances of the OHSAA are. They may have a big legal fund. They may have nothing. They may have a bunch of fluid cash they can use to fight this lawsuit if they choose to. They may have a shoestring budget they're operating on right now. I don't know. And it is possible, whether it's that as the primary reason or not, that they vote and say, you know what, screw it. Like, we're just going to let NIL be a thing now so that we don't have to fight the lawsuit and the lawsuit goes away, which is a possibility. I don't know. But the point that I'm making here is decisions have consequences. And regardless of the decision that you make in any given situation, there are consequences. As Rush once said, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. And that choice will also have consequences. I don't know what they are. I do know if the OHSAA decides to fight this. And if they were to say somehow, win, a judge says, look, if you don't want to play under their rules, that's fine. But they are not the only high school athletic association. You can skip over the border. What happens if, theoretically speaking, what happens if they were to win this lawsuit? And what happens if a bunch of kids from OHIO said, you know what? High school NIL money's legal in Michigan. We're going to go right up north into the glove state. We're going to go up into the mitten. And we're going to play our high school football there. And now you got a bunch of Michigan guys. And they start going to MGO Blue. Like, see what I'm saying? Consequences of that decision. If they allow NIL, do you end up having a situation? Because again, there's no transfer portal in high school. For most states, you just have to live in the district of the school that you want to play in. Or, like in Florida, you can get a waiver. One of the waivers that was big when I was down playing for Choctaw and a bunch of kids later on after I left started going to Niceville, one of the reasons that they did so was a lot of the kids playing ball were from military families. And a lot of those military families lived on Eglin Air Force Base. And so even though they may have been within Choctaw's portion of that base, those parents would make the argument, well, Niceville's closer, or my end of the Air Force Base is closer to Niceville High School, so it's going to be easier. And a bunch of kids got waivers, even though the popular thought was, no, they just want to go play at a nicer school that has more money and more resources. And Niceville got to effectively pick and choose who they wanted on the football team. And if you didn't make their team, you had to go play for Choctaw if you wanted to play. So could you see the same thing happening on a larger scale? It's already happening in college football. It is one of the biggest problems that many of you have with college football is you believe, whether it is true or not, that college kids who are unhappy with their NIL paycheck at one school will just transfer to another school. Do you think, especially for top flight high school football players like Jameer Brown, the wide receiver that is filing this lawsuit, do you believe that if Ohio was to, however it was to play out, end up in a spot where the OHSAA says, yeah, no, high school players can't play for us and make NIL money. But Jameer Brown and his family believe that they could make $100,000, $250,000, $500,000. We got a texter earlier, like I said, I was talking about, who claims to run a sports memorabilia store Woodruff, on Woodruff. He said, I own a store on Woodruff. He said, and high school football cards are hot right now. Now, I actually want to find out why. My theory is if you were to get a high school football player's card and hang on to that, and that guy went on to have an NFL Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame, All-Star, World Series, Lombardi Trophy career, and you go, I got in 2024 Jameer Brown's rookie card, high school card, and that guy went on to win 2-3 Super Bowls as an NFL player, that card is worth a buttload of money. That it may not be right now. But if that's happening nationwide and there's money on that table and this kid found out that his valuation of high school NIL was $250,000. You think if that kid has a mom who's willing to file a lawsuit against that big of an entity in Ohio, and I assume the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Florida's is massive and it is powerful. I assume Ohio's, a football loving state, has got to be pretty similar.
It was pretty big when I left, and that was a long time ago.
And I can't imagine it got smaller.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
So, if they're willing to file that lawsuit against that entity in the state they live in, and they were to lose it, and they said $250,000 possibly, or more. If you're Jameer Brown, you're telling me you don't pop right up across north of the border up into Michigan? You're telling me you're not looking at the surrounding states? You don't even have to go that far. You're telling me you're going to stay, you're not going to go down to Kentucky, over to Indiana, over to Pennsylvania, to Penn State. You're not going to go to Iowa, Wisconsin. All of these Big Ten states, if they allowed NIL, if they said, you know what, we can grab Jameer Brown out of Ohio. If Pennsylvania goes, we really want that kid. You know what, NIL's good in Pennsylvania. And Jameer Brown thinks he can make $250,000 with a rookie card, with a high school card. You don't think his ass is gone? I know I would be. I love all of you. I love this show. I love Lonzo. I love where I work. If somebody calls me right now and goes, hey, Rob Brown, $250K to come up to Pennsylvania and do radio, I'm signing off on it. And the wife's packing before I get to the crib, man. So, like, yeah, that's a realistic possibility. The point is, I think he's going to win this lawsuit. But if he doesn't, because it is different than the college lawsuits, if he doesn't, I think Ohio State football, Ohio high school football, football in the state of Ohio, could genuinely suffer. And my question would be, would that make Ohio State football suffer? And I think the answer could theoretically be yes, it could. All right, we'll talk more about this later on in the show. In the next hour of the show, I got a couple of sound bites for you. I want to talk a little baseball, AL and NLCS underway. Also, I'm going to get into NASCAR a little bit because it's real interesting. All that and more coming up. I'm Rob, he's Lonzo. This is a World Class Sports Flash. Did I just say World Cass? I did.
As in Big Cass, as in S-A-W-F-T. The Toronto, this could be soft. We'll see. The Toronto offense showed up big in a 13-4 win over Seattle in Game 3 of the ALCS last night. The Blue Jays had 5 home runs, including 3 off of Mariners starter George Kirby. The Mariners led the series 2-1 with the Game 4 tonight at 8 in Seattle. Carolina Panthers running back Chuba Hubbard announced he expects to play when Carolina plays at the Jets on Sunday. While he was injured, backup running back Arico Dowdle recorded 473 scrimmage yards in 2 games. Head coach Dave Canales would not commit to a specific plan at running back, but said both players would play. Do the right thing, Dave. A lawsuit filed in Ohio seeks to make one of the nation's most sought-after recruits eligible to receive NIL money, as high schooler Jameer Brown, the number one receiver in the 2027 class, is suing the Ohio High School Association for $100,000.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.